Is that going?
Sorry,
is
said,
it now?
Yeah, that's on now. Sorry, how many people were there?
I would have said 80 to 100. There must have been, because there was, you know, three or four different firms, and they all had in the teens of chaps working with them, or 20. Yeah. From driving trucks to forklifts, and some fellas, Cooper's doing the barrels, ringing the barrels, and others salting the herring as they came off the boats, into the barrels. God, oh, there was a lot of activity. Mm. You'd spend all day down there.
So people used to sort of come to watch it all the time, did they?
Well, a lot of people did, yes. Mm. Well, the place was full of life down there then. We'd go on too, right into the back end, you know, right into October. Mm. It just stopped overnight though, once the Dutch went stopped by. I pity that.
So is it, what's it like in the summer? Summer's here now in
they're
the harbour.
It's quite quiet. Mm.
Is it?
Quite quiet, a very, very quiet some of the last two or three years, because some of the boats have been going away, you know, and it's just left a handful of boats working in and out each day. Mm. You know, some of the boats went south, the fish scallop, some went up to the Isles and North Scotland, and it's quite quiet, you know.
Mm.
And that's the way it goes.
More yachts as well, isn't there?
A lot more yachts. Though it didn't seem them so busy this last couple of years around here. I thought it was a bit quieter.
Mm.
For visiting yachts, anyway. I thought there seemed to be more a year or two ago than what there has been this last year or two. Because the weather's been pretty good this last couple of summers. You know, we've had good summers. I thought there should have been more. Perhaps they've altered their track a bit, going different places. Weather fine and going further away, you know.
There's a lot of people now got boats down in the Mediterranean and things like that, haven't they?
Oh,
if you can afford a yacht, you might as well have one down there.
Down that's right, yeah. Be sure of a bit of weather, eh?
Yeah.
That's
the way it's going, isn't it? So you were telling me also about the trawler race.
Oh, the trawler race, that was
what
a great
was
event there. Just stopped about a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, it was 10 years, it was 10 full years. Each summer they had the race. First years were the greatest, of course, because the fleet of boats were bigger.
Mm.
Since then, the fleet has dwindled quite a little bit from each port. So the numbers got less, but it was still always a good day.
So what was the routine, what was the plan then?
Well, it was virtually just a race, and there was prizes at the end of it for them that won. And
Was it around the bay or something?
Around the bay, around Port St Mary Bay, a couple of laps around Port St Mary Bay, and then there was all sorts of carry on in the harbour, you know, all sorts of tents and selling stuff and hot dogs, and it was good. It was good. Yeah. You've never seen it?
No.
I've
seen a few photos, isn't it? It was just a big party, was it, basically?
That's right, just for the whole afternoon and into the evening.
So why don't they have that anymore?
Oh, well, the chaps has organised it, done it for 10 years, and he just wanted a break, you know, so there was no one else to take it over. It took a lot of organising. Just couldn't be done just overnight.
Mm.
It had to be prepared, a lot of months ahead of when it was around.
Do the fishermen get on well?
Pretty well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't serve as any feelings amongst many of them at all. They were sort of pretty feel like getting out in different places now.
Mm. What about people, like the Scottish boats that come down?
They're all right too.
Yeah.
A lot of friends I've made.
Oh yeah, you're saying you have friends all over.
Oh, I don't know, everybody got on well right with one another. No problems that way. They just, some couldn't do enough for you, actually go out of their way to be helpful, you know.
Mm. think of a. Much else, really? So we just pause it for a sec?
Come on, then, pause it for a sec, let's see.
Sorry. Yeah, just talking about superstitions.
Yeah.
You never.
Oh, you would never turn against the sun.
Right.
Like, if you come out of put air and stern first.
Yeah.
You had to turn to starboard and go that way. You would never turn to port and go around in towards the beach and out, because you were going against the sun that way. They're very fussy about that.
Would it be the same all day long when they're out fishing?
No, only
it's just when as you're leaving.
Leaving.
Yeah.
No, it was never heard of it when you're actually at sea.
So does he still do this?
Pardon?
Does he still do this?
No, you don't see. Actually, you don't see many going the wrong way. No.
Wow.
I don't know whether they realise that, but you know, you don't.
There's a reason.
But it was then, you know, it was mentioned, you know, that when there was a few of the old chaps about that you'd never turn against the sun. I'm clear of that. Just the other superstitions was whistling and mentioning of rabbits and that, and salmon. You never went. They were allowed to mention that thing.
Mm.
Suppose that had just been carried down from their time, you know, when there was a lot of superstition about, you know.
Mm. I suppose superstition wasn't just something to do with fishing, it was everyday life.
It was everyday life. That's right, it just wasn't into fishing.
Everyone
was
superstitious,
just,
weren't
they? Pardon?
Just about everyone must have been.
Yeah, there was then, I don't know. It just wasn't on boats at all.
It's on a boat, it's quite a small sort of enclosed environment, isn't it?
That's right,
yeah. Do you ever find you get sort of, have personality clashes or anything with any of your crew members? Or?
We usually get on okay with every fella, you know. Oh, you got to, innit? Yeah, as you say, you're close together. But no, it usually works in all right. If a chap doesn't get on with the rest, he's usually gone anyway, you know, he usually doesn't stay too long. Yeah,
were you ever seasick?
Yes, before I left school I was terrible sick, but first when I left school, just for a little while, but then you just get over it.
Mm.
If you're going regularly, you get over it, but if you're just going out like you used to before I left school, even once a week sometimes, if it was a poor day, a choppy old day, I'd be sick. But if you've gone out a few days hand running, whether the second day or third day, you've got used to it. But, I used to be terrible sick.
Yeah, I get seasick.
Do you?
Yeah, but that's probably, like, as you said, well, hopefully it's because I just don't go out enough, you know.
That's right. Oh, Peter was with us for sea for a couple of years, and he's not fishing now, like, because he couldn't get over seasickness.
Really?
No, he was always sick now.
Shame, isn't it?
Mm. It never bothered the other fella, so I mean, he's... I don't think he's ever been sick. And yet Peter, he could never get it. He could never get over it.
Mm.
It's funny that. It's horrible being sick and all that.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
No.
You start feeling tired first, isn't it?
That's right.
And you know that sooner or later you're
gonna what's going to happen.
<Yeah. laughs> It's the worst, and you just
don't
do anything about it. So, have you got any sons?
Yeah, I was just talking about the man.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah.
Peter
and Simon.
Right.
Peter, I was telling you, he was with us on the boat for 2 years and he's never got over seasickness. Yeah. He's been nearly made me sick looking at him, tired.
So, are any of them fishing now then?
Simon, yeah.
Simon.
Yeah, but he doesn't worry him seasickness.
Yeah. So, has he got his own boat as well?
He's fishing with me.
Two
of us together.
Yeah.
He's been there since he's left school.
Yeah.
Mm. Peter's a postman down here, probably, you might.
I don't know if I've met him.
Maybe not. I was not on this area at the moment, so probably not.
So they both stayed in Port Erin then?
Pardon?
They both stayed
yes,
in Port Erin.
Yes, stayed in Port Erin. Yeah, they haven't wandered from here.
I don't blame them.
Pardon? You like it?
Yeah.
I suppose you're on a 2 year course, are you?
One year.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I'm sort of quite busy at the moment. So, but we went up to Bradderhead today.
Oh, Bradderhead.
Beautiful up there, isn't it?
That's lovely up there. We went the other way. We were up around the chasms.
Oh, yeah.
And that walk.
Yeah.
That's a lovely. Up over Cronton to watch Craig Nace.
Yeah. I'll just stop the tape set.